My. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, I know you've been standing for a little while, so let's go straight to the Word of God, Book of Mark, chapter 5, verse number 25. To our guests, it's so awesome to have you with us. Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Good to see Brother Smith with us, Jocelyn Grace's father, right back there, and good to have you, my good friend. God bless you. And all of our guests that are with us, we're just so thankful that you are here in the house of God. Everybody say Wednesday night. If you can be in church on Wednesday night, Pastor is asking you to please be here. And I'm not just talking about this Wednesday night. I'm talking about rearrange your life, rearrange everything about you, and get in the house of God on Wednesday nights. I know you may be tired. I understand you come, many come in from work. In fact, most of my Wednesday nighters come straight from work to the house of the Lord. But God has us in a direction. He has this church going down a path. And I don't just want 100 people here on Wednesday night. I want 300 people here on Wednesday night. I want the core of my church in the house of God, so that I can teach and deal with God is talking to us. Everybody say discipleship. And we're going to be drilling that and talking about that. Amen. It's what we're called to do. We are called to disciple. And be a part of it. If you can't make it, go online and listen to the podcast. My young people, I know you're in your own classes on Wednesday night, and they're doing a great job with you. I mean, they're producing incredible young men and women working for the Lord. So we don't want to take you from that. But I encourage you to listen to Wednesday night's podcast from Pastor and what is being taught in here as well, because you're becoming young men and young ladies, and we need to grow into what God has called us to be. Mark 5 and 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Everybody say 12 years. And had suffered many things. Say suffered many things. Of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came into the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. In the book of Matthew, she says it this way, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Somebody say, the voice of faith. Mark 5 and 29, and straightway from the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about upon the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and savest thou who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what had been done in her, came, fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith. Everybody say, thy faith. Look at your neighbor and say, thy faith. Tell somebody else, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. By the help of the Lord, by the help of the power of the Holy Ghost, I want to speak to us here tonight on the voice of faith. Tell somebody, the voice of faith is in you. And I'm here to tell us just for a few moments here this morning that if you will learn to listen to the voice of faith that speaks on the inside of your heart, when you respond to that faith that says, go, push through the crowd, touch the hem of his garment. Oh, but they're going to look at me. Don't worry about it. But I've got an issue of blood. I've got you covered. Go push through the crowd. Touch the hem of his garment, and I'm going to make you whole. My Lord, I feel something rising up in the house of God here today, and I believe it's faith. I have loose faith in this place. I want you to put your Bibles down for a second. I want you to raise your hands, and I want you to begin to loose faith into this building. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see deliverances. We're going to see people set free, and it's only going to take a few minutes because faith works right away. Come on, that's it. Reach into that heart. Reach into your spirit. Reach in deep. Loose that faith. Hear that voice. Hallelujah. We've been singing some old songs around here. I love it. Luke, don't worry about it. We've been singing some old songs. We're trying to train our musicians to learn a few of these old songs. I tell them, I don't have a problem with the new ones. You know, we can reach you little whatevers over there. I'm not sure what that does, but we'll do our best. But I got a church full of pillars and, huh? Yeah. Hey, there's just something about it when you begin to sing those songs that were born out of adversity and faith. You can feel the foundation begin to move. But I wanna sing one. I think we used to sing this to our kids. I'm not really sure, and I think it only has one single chorus. But let's just sing it together. In fact, we're gonna sing it to one another. Just look at somebody and say, "Faith, faith, faith, just a little bit of faith." You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Come on. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Sing it again. Newcomers, catch on. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Put your hands together to the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I come to tell somebody here today, you don't have to be a faith healer to move mountains in your life. Jesus said, if you've got the faith of the grain, that of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. I feel mountain moving faith in the house right now. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I got faith. Shout, I got faith. Shout, I got faith. Listen, the devil's been lying to you. He's been telling you you don't have faith. He's been telling you you don't have enough faith. I'm here to tell you it's impossible not to have enough faith. Because whatever little bit of faith you've got is enough. Whatever little bit of faith in you, it is enough. Woo! Say faith, faith, faith. You don't need a whole lot. Use what you got. You can be seated, but clap your hands going down. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's 12:12. I'm done at 12:30. Because I don't have a long message. Because I want to see God do something here today. Brother John, I want to see the results of the strokes and everything else that took place in your body. I want to see it healed today. I want to see it gone. Lisa, I don't want to see you walk out here on that little roller. I want to see you walk out of here on your own power. Because God's a healer. I don't care what we heard in prayer request today. I'm here to tell you, God's a healer. He's a provider. He's a protector. He's a deliverer. Woo! Yeah, say this with me. Say, faith got me here, and faith will get me there.
I don't know where your there is, but faith will get you there. We're done with this build my faith. You know, the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith that we might be able to do the things you do. You know what his answer was to them? He didn't turn around and say, well, you got to do this or this. He said, if you had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, who would speak to this mountain, and it would be cast into the sea. What was he saying? He's saying, you got all the faith you need. Tell your neighbor, you got all the faith you need. But you don't understand my finances. You got all the faith you need. But you don't understand the sickness in my body. You got all the faith you need. But you don't understand my home situation. You got all the faith you need. Hear the voice of faith. Push through the crowd. Touch the hem of its garment. And it will come to pass. All right, you can be seated. Give me just a couple of minutes here to warm up, and then we'll preach about 4 minutes, and then we'll see what God will do. The subject of faith, of course, is so large that we can never even begin to scratch the surface of it here today. We understand that. But I want to deal with just one little simple aspect of faith. I want to convince you somehow here today that the faith that is in your heart is great enough to bring you through no matter what you're facing, no matter what's going on in your life. The faith that is in you, if you will learn to listen, well, I don't know if I have faith. God has given the measure of faith to every man. That's the word of God. I believe this. When God breathed breath into your life, God breathed faith into your heart. I believe we were born with all the faith we need to do and accomplish anything that needs to be done in the kingdom of God. You may not know it, but your faith is the only reason why you're still holding on. Some of you say, well, I'm only holding on by a thread. If that thread is faith, it's the only thread you need. You say, but it's so small. Well, a spider's web looks tiny, but it's 100 times more strong than the same proportion of steel. I'm here to tell you, if you can't see it, it's still faith. If you can't feel it, it's still faith. If you can't explain it, it's still faith. You've got what you need in your heart to do what it needs to be done. Worship the Lord for a moment. You see, God is not trying to increase your faith. God is trying to get you to respond to the faith you have. If he could just get you to respond what's already in you, every mountain in your life would be moved. Now, that doesn't mean that your circumstances would clear up immediately. That's not even what that verse means. It just means that God gives you power and authority and victory and makes you an overcomer in whatever situation that you're in. The Hebrew children had to go into the fire, but the fire didn't burn them. Daniel had to go into the lions of the den, but the lions didn't eat him. I'm not saying your life's not going to have difficulties. I'm telling you, faith will bring you through, and faith will make you an overcomer. If you'll hear the voice of faith. Everybody say the voice of faith. You know, look at the response of Jesus to Simon Peter. Now, Jesus knew everything that Simon Peter was going to go through. He knew that he was going to deny him 3 times. He prophesied that to Peter later on. He knew that in the end of his life, Simon Peter would be crucified upside down. He knew that Simon Peter would have to go into prison. He knew all of these things was going to happen to Simon Peter. But when Jesus prayed for him, he did not say to Simon Peter, Simon Peter, I give you this great authority and power over temptation. commission. I give you this great authority and power over the devil. Even though we do have those things, but Jesus understood that everything in the kingdom that works must work under the precedence of the foundation of faith that is in your heart. Look what Jesus said to Simon Peter. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. And so Peter said, I cursed the devil. No. Jesus said, I conquered him and threw him out. No. Jesus said, I prayed and it wouldn't happen. No. He said, Peter, this is my prayer for you, that thy faith fail not. Collar keeps flipping, it bothers me. So there you have, that's how you fix that problem. Where am I at? He said, I pray that thy faith fail thee not. And when thou art converted, when you understand that the faith on the inside of you is all you need to conquer your sickness, it's all you need to conquer the devil, it's all you need to get through the fire, it's all you need to get through the lion's den, it's all you need to cross the Red Sea, it's all you need to get through the desert, it's all you need to overcome, it's all you need to get through, it's all you need to persevere. When you understand that, go convert the brethren and tell them about faith. Somebody shout, the voice of faith is in me. Worship the Lord. Satan desires to sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed that thy faith fail thee not. Maybe instead of crying out to God and saying, God, remove the mountain, remove the devil, remove the lion, remove the fire, maybe what we need to say is, God, pray that my faith fail not, because my faith will get me through. No matter how tough, no matter how rough, no matter how difficult, my faith will get me through. You see, Jesus understands that failure comes when faith fails. He also understands that we will fail him over and over again. And we'll find ourselves at the altar and we'll say, Lord, I promise you, if you get me through this time, I'll never do it again. Ever made that promise? 3 days later, Lord, I promise you, if you get it through, you get me through this time, I'll never do it again. 3 days later, it's me again, Lord. I know we've had this conversation many times, but you want to know the beauty about that chain of prayer? Is that the only way you went from this spot to this spot is faith. And you went from this spot to this spot because of faith. And you're going to go to this spot because of faith. Because a just man falleth 7 times only to arise again. I'm here to tell you, don't let your faith fail. Don't let your faith fail. No matter how many times you fall, no matter how many times you give in, listen to the voice of faith that says, get up, go again, try again, do it again. Because I'm here to tell you, if you listen to that voice, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be standing before the pearly gates, and you're going to step in by faith. Because it's faith that got you from here to there, whatever there is. So, you know, I've been preaching for 2.5 minutes. I'm in a time warp bubble. Time passes a little different for me than it does for you. Some of y'all are starting to look old. You know, when you look into the Word of the Lord, it's just amazing. Every time, not sometimes, every time somebody breaks through the norm, huh, and gets in the presence of Jesus, whatever that might be, the blind man cries out. The woman breaks through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment. The Canaan woman pushes the disciples aside, runs in front of him, throws herself down upon the ground, begins to worship him, even though she's a dog, an outcast, a heathen. And the list goes on and on and on and on. It is amazing that every single time that this happens in someone's life, God always refers to their faith. It's like he said, that voice of faith on the inside of you that you listen to, that said, if you'll push through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment, you shall be made whole. That voice got you from here, in the middle of your dilemma, in the middle of your trouble, in the middle of your fire, in the middle of your sickness, in the middle of your finances, to over here in the presence of Jesus Christ. He always looks at them and says, thy faith did this. Thy faith did this. Hearing that little voice of faith. The problem is that most of us, we don't listen to the little voice of faith. We're afraid many times of what it tells us to do. Push through the crowd. Touch the hem of the garment. They'll think I'm crazy. I'm a little old woman with an issue of blood. I'm wearing clothing that identifies me as unclean and impure. I cannot make my way there. Push through the crowd. You made your way to doctors and they couldn't help you. You made your way to everything else and they couldn't help you. You spent all your money. You suffered for 12 years. Listen to the voice of God in your presence, in your heart, that says, push through the crowd and touch his garment. It is amazing how that we are willing to do so many other things, but we're not willing to listen to the little voice on the inside of our head, Sister Lisa, that makes it so simple. And the reason why is because daddy and mommy, they raise us up. Be your own man. Work out your own problems. Solve your own situations. You got yourself into it. You get yourself out of it. But God doesn't work that way. He knows you got yourself in a mess. And he knows you can't get yourself out of it. But we're still trying. We still use our talents. We still use our own perseverance. We use all of these things, our own patience and our own all of whatever it may be. And the little voice is saying, all you have to do is pick it up and make your way down to the altar and just lay it at the altar, wave goodbye to it, turn around and walk away. And if we will learn to listen to the voice of faith that is in us, miracles will happen here today. Some things that some of you have been praying about for a very long time,
12 years she was afflicted. 38 years, he said, by the pool of Siloam. But Lord, there's no man to put me in. Then the voice of God spoke. Don't worry about getting in the troubled water. Don't worry about going there or going there. Just pick up your bed and walk.
Everybody say the voice of faith. Whew. You might have all kinds of things against you. All kinds of excuses of why we cannot receive our miracle. But I'm here to tell you, and this is what you must hear. I am here to tell you in the Holy Ghost that you already possess the faith to conquer this thing that has had you bound. It's already in you. It's always been in you. You've just never listened to its voice to do what it's called. Listen, we have all kinds of reasons why we can't. The centurion felt unworthy for Jesus to come into his home, but he still had enough faith to go and say, just tell him to speak the word. The woman pushed through the crowd with the issue of blood, and in her mind, all of the things that were against her, but her faith gave her the determination to touch the hem of his garment. You see, faith calls the woman of Canaan to swallow her pride and to see her daughter get healed. Faith will come in all forms and manifestations. Faith calls some friends to pull a roof off of a house when obstacles said there's no way to Jesus. Faith called a blind man to cry out when the crowd said, be silent. Faith will produce a flood of tears that will wash the feet of Jesus and have your sins remitted. Faith will bring forth a voice of adoration. And even though you've been healed of leprosy, you will be made whole by the voice of faith. Stay with me just a few more minutes. Faith called Mary Magdalene to risk her life when she entered into Simon the leper's home, a Pharisee. She could have been stoned for being there, but faith said, if I can get to Jesus, it'll be all right. You see, your faith will cause you to know that God will care for you like the lily in the valley. Faith will pull virtue out of God when you touch him. Faith will destroy fear in your life like it did for the disciples. Faith will cause you to stop worrying about tomorrow. Faith will cause Jesus to send his word into your situation. Faith will help you face the storm. Faith will cause you to cry out. Faith will make you reach out to a brother and a sister. Faith will cause you to persevere when everything else is pushing against you. Faith will bring you before the judge like the woman and keep knocking until it's answered. Faith will cause you to venture into the unknown like Peter walking on the water. Faith will cause you to trust God when you cannot see the outcome. Faith will humble you, and faith will bring revelation to you if you will listen to the voice of faith. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. Just a couple more minutes. Hallelujah. When everything said no to this woman, when the physicians said no, when the religious institutions said no, when friends and family said no. Huh? Come on, somebody. When even the very disciples of Jesus themselves said, no one has touched you. Faith said yes. I'm talking to somebody here today. The medical world says no. Listen, we had a brother go to the hospital just a couple of days ago. They had x-rays. He had a hole in his intestines. He was bleeding. He had pouring poison into his body from his intestines. In another place of his intestines, he had a tumor the size of an egg. And in another part of his body was a mass. And they said, we don't even know what that is until we get in there. We went and laid hands on him and said, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. They went into that operating room. They cut him open. They took care of a couple small things in there. I think he had a little tear, a hernia or something. But then they sewed him back up. And they came out. And they said, we could not find the tear in his intestines. We could not find the tumor in his intestines. We could not find the mass. Here they are on the x-rays. But they're not in his body anymore. Because when the doctor said you're going to die, the little voice of faith said, when every other voice says no, when every situation says no, when every obstacle says no, the voice of faith will tell you yes. Shout it, yes. Shout it, yes. Shout it, shout it. Shout it! Shout it! Huh? Just a few more minutes. When every other voice is screaming at you, give up, give in, no use, you'll never make it, quit trying, no one loves you, no one cares, no one knows, no one's listening, no one will help, there is no hope, there is no way out, and there is no answer. I'm here to tell you, above those voices, if you will listen, is the voice of faith. And that voice says, you will persevere. You will push through. You will overcome. You will keep going. You will keep reaching. You will keep trying. Help is on the way. God is looking at you. Jesus knows. And you will continue until you make it to the end. For he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. The voices of the crowd. The blind man heard the voices of everyone telling him, be silent. But the voice of faith said, cry out. The crowd's not listening. Your friends aren't listening. Your family's not listening. Your peers aren't listening. Nobody's listening, but he's listening. Cry out, cry out, cry out. And when the disciples would not stop, when the crowd would not stop, when the Pharisees would not stop, when the Sadducees would not stop, the Bible says Jesus stood still. You know when he stood still? When he heard the voice of faith come out of your heart, through your mouth, out to him. And now faith is no longer in here. Faith has come out to do its work. It's the voice of faith. The voices of the crowd said to the friends of the palsy, there is no room. But the voice of faith said, why don't you just tear off the roof The voices of the waves screamed to Peter, you'll drown if you step on the water. But the voice of faith said, come. Everything's going to be all right. He said, but he sunk. Yeah, but he walked on the water, dude. He might have silenced the voice of faith and begin to sink, but that's okay. Jesus was there to pick him back up, and they walked back to the boat together. It's the voice of faith. The voice of hopelessness screams to the Father with the lunatic son. You've already been prayed for. The disciples could not do it, but the voice of faith said, yes, I know, but now Jesus is here. If I can just bring him to Jesus. The voice of doubt says to you, you've seen it with your own eyes. He's dead. You heard the voice, but the voice of faith says, stretch forth thy fingers and touch my hands. Stretch forth thy hand and touch my side. I'm here to tell us today, if we'll listen to the voice of faith, we will see the impossible. No wonder the Lord said, according to. According to that voice of faith that's on the inside of you, if you will listen to it and respond according to thy faith. It's amazing that the thing that concerns Jesus, if my music will come, listen. The thing that concerns Jesus upon his return, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily, Luke 18:8. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You see, the only ways we're going to be standing is if we keep our faith. The only way we're going to make it to the end is if we keep our faith. We are saved by what? We're saved by grace through faith, I believe. That's how it goes. By faith, through grace, because I know. Those two together, yeah. Saved by grace through faith. So when the grace of God comes to me and I feel his presence, there is already in me the faith to respond to his grace. It's already in me. All I have to do is listen to its voice that says, I'm calling you. I'm reaching for you. There is nothing more important in this room right here, even though we're going to believe God for miracles. It's only 12:40. I almost kept my word. We're going to believe God for miracles. Signs and wonders. But I'm going to tell you, there are some of you here today that God put that voice of faith in you when you were born. And it's been with you. Religion has lied to you. The world has lied to you. And the list goes on and on and on. And it's caused all kinds of trouble and heartache and turmoil in your life and in your family. But today, you're feeling something. Something's pulling at your heart. And now something's speaking on the inside. It says, if you'll just come, I'll fill you with my spirit. If you'll just come, I'll deliver you from the power of sickness, the power of sin, the power of shame. I'll deliver you from the spirit of fear. Let's stand. I hear that voice speaking to you. It's the voice of faith. It's been there all the time. Lord, I've really messed up my life. I really messed up my life. I tried it all on my own and it didn't work. And there's all kinds of voices going on. You don't need to go down there. You already know Jesus as your Savior. That's nice. Why don't you come experience him as your deliverer? Why don't you come experience him in levels that you have never, ever experienced him in? The voice of religion says it's not for you, but that voice of faith says it's for whosoever will. Don't you understand? It's for whosoever will. Let them come. Let them come. The voice of fear says, if you step out from where you are, they're going to wonder what's wrong with you. But if you'll listen to the voice of faith, it'll say, that's not true. They're going to wonder what's right with you, because they know that you're about to get in the presence of God and God's going to change your life forever. You're here today and you can feel the voice of faith tugging at your heart. He wants to fill you with his spirit. He wants to touch you. He wants to do things for you mightily. He wants to set you free from anything that has you addicted. It might be cigarettes. It might be alcohol. It might be immorality of some kind. The voice of faith says he loves you. The voice of faith says he cares. The voice of faith, it says if you'll come down, if you'll push through the crowd of doubt, if you'll push through the crowd of intimidation, if you'll push through that crowd of fear, if you'll touch him, he'll do wonderful things for you today. It's who's here. You see, Jesus has showed up today. And he's only looking for one thing. Faith. Woo! Will he find faith when he comes? Will he find faith when he comes? It's what he's looking for right now. It's what he's looking for. He's not looking for perfection in you. He's not looking for talent or ability or education or social status or accomplishments or achievements or anything else. Just faith. Is there faith in your heart? Is there faith in your heart? Ministry, if we'll make our way down and begin to pray. If the ministry will make our way down and begin to pray. Is there faith in your heart? I'm here to tell you, whatever it is that you need, lift your hands right now. And when the ministry lays hands on you, you're going to feel something go from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You see, we don't need, and I'm not knocking this, you know that. I love them, I bring them in, I love them. We don't have to have a faith healer to receive from God. You have the faith. It's in you. Listen to that voice of faith. And reach out. Reach out with that voice of faith right now. Reach out with that voice of faith right now. Come on, let it begin to release. The voice of faith calls the blind man to cry out. Come on. It calls the woman to push through the crowd. It calls the Canaan woman to throw herself down at the feet of Jesus. The faith that made thee whole. That 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 faith that made thee whole. In every case, in every case, in every case, thy faith, thy faith, thy faith, thy faith. You need the Holy Ghost, sir, ma'am. You need the Spirit of God in you. Just throw those hands up. Listen to the voice of faith and begin to praise your God and see what He will do. Pray for one another. While you're laying hands, God will heal.
Hallelujah.
Believe God, Lisa, right now. Believe God to heal your body.
Risen King.
to the voice of faith. Find somebody to lay hands on them and just speak it. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
The enemy has been
be healed in the name of Jesus.
And death be healed in the name of Jesus. Down. We're gonna make a voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises sound. The enemy has been defeated. And death couldn't hold you down.
Come on, it's in the house. It's in the house.
Voice in
it's in the house.
We're gonna make your praises. The enemy has been defeated. Hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praise. The enemy has been defeated.
The enemy has been defeated.
And death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praise.
Till God's a God. Oh,
heart, sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've won the
hallelujah.
Victory. You have won
hallelujah.
The
victory. Hallelujah.
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 You've won it all.
You
hold my world. 'Cause you hold my world in your hand. Nothing is impossible 'cause
you hold my world.
The reason why there's nothing impossible is because you hold. You hold my world in your hand. Yeah, you hold my world in your hand. Yeah, you hold my world in your hand. Sing,
I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all.
Love you. God bless you. Fellowship with one another. Greet one another. Be kind to one another. Listen to the voice of faith. Listen to the voice of faith. It'll speak to you. It'll bring you through. It'll get you out.